is looking for worshipers who produce something. Come on, Southwest Missouri, you've been called to disciple nations. Worship leaders and worship groups, you have been called to disciple nations. And never has there been a time before when you had such access to nations. With a click of the button, someone can be discipled by what you do. Somebody can tune into your service or watch your song on YouTube, and their life can be forever marked. And God intends for us to position ourselves to become a people to allow His presence to flow through our lives in such a way that redemption begins to work not just for us, but through us.
Burn in us a passion to make Your glory known. Birth in us something that can shift the atmosphere.
And we declare a shift in the name of Jesus. We declare a divine shift over the atmosphere of Southwest Missouri. A shift away from depression and into hope. A shift away from uselessness into purpose in Jesus' name.
Welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. My name is Clint and I'm your host. You know, through worship, God is shifting atmospheres all over the world. History has seen entire cities saved, economies supernaturally transformed, and sickness abolished. And we want to see that in our hometowns where we live, we work, and we serve. God is looking for the next generation of culture changers, those that host His presence so well that we become agents of His hope, healing, and redemption. And speaking of hope, I love this quote by Francis Frangipane. In one of his books, he says, any area of your life that is not glistening with hope is under the influence of a lie. And I think that's so true. You look at people who have done great things or have overcome great adversities and great obstacles. It's always because hope has put them in a place, propelled them into a place of power to enable them to make powerful decisions in their life. And I pray that hope would explode in your heart, that as you begin to dream and step out and have courage and do brave things, that you would have hope welling up inside of you, a hope that is infectious and transferable. This week's interview is with Daryl Billings. Daryl was the director of the Crossroads International House of Prayer in Joplin, Missouri for 11 years. This guy is a father in the faith and a real father to our community, and he has really paved the way in prayer for a lot of us to come in behind and be successful in some of our endeavors. We spend a little time talking about responding to the voice of the Lord, and also some time talking about 2015, what he sees coming, and some things that he is really looking forward to this year. So without further ado, enjoy my interview with Daryl Billings.
Beauty for our stars, replaces fear with courage, chases away the dark.
Fueling leaders of heaven's invasion.
Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in, rushing in. Let the Spirit of the Lord come rushing in, rushing in.
So we've been talking a lot this kind of holiday season about all the good things that God did, about, you know, in 2014, the way He's brought our worship community together. What I find really interesting is a lot of the people that I talk to and even interview are using the same language.
Yeah.
It's almost scary. It's kind of haunting, yeah. In a good way.
Yeah.
To hear so many people echoing what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I think one of the things that you and I keep coming back to, Daryl, is that what the Lord is, he's making a sound. It's a sound from heaven. It's, you know, we hear the old examples of a trumpet being blown or a banner being waved, but really when the Lord speaks, you know, people hear it different ways, but our response is what matters. And I feel like what the Lord is wanting to do in this area is a response, not not just at our local church level, you know, not just at our, as a worship leader, our Sunday morning service or whenever we meet, but I feel like there's a response and a calling at a higher level of community than just our local congregations.
Yeah, yeah. I think we've isolated ourselves for far too long. Mm-hmm. There has always been this response to the Lord's calling. Let's go way back to the very beginning, and we can take it from there. In the Garden of Eden, God would come in the coolness of the day, and Adam and Eve would respond to him. And how do I know that? Is because when Adam and Eve ate of the misdirected fruit, they made their mistake. It said they heard the sound of the Lord coming and they hid because they know they have done something. They were used to this sound of the Lord mm-hmm. entering into their midst. But because they were now, they had eaten something that brought shame, they hid from him. And they no longer responded correctly to the sound of the Lord.
Yeah, that's really good.
And it's time that we respond correctly to the sound of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been away so long, we really don't know how, but the fun part of it is the Lord loves discoveries.
Yeah.
You know, he said that the kingdom of God is, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is like this, and it was, for me, it's always about discovering something,
mm-hmm.
Discovering what it's like when you sow the seeds, or it's discovering of the pearl of great price or a treasure in a field. So God's about us discovering and then bringing this discovery to him. So when we hear the sound, it's an eternal thing. And it's a sound that God brought into us who are made in his image to respond to that sound. And we've got to give it a name.
Yeah.
We really have got to give it a name. You hit on something that the Lord spoke to me, and that was that people are saying, well, there's a new sound coming. And I even think of the song that Darrell Evans wrote about, there's a new song that's coming, there's a new sound that's coming. And the Lord said to me, it's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's here. Now give it a name so it can fulfill its destiny. As yeah. Adam went about the garden giving everything his name so that it had a purpose and had a destiny. And I'm here to say, if the Lord is allowing me to name this sound, and the sound is you. Those who are in the place where they can hear my voice, the sound is you.
Mm-hmm.
The sound of the Lord is that which is within you that would give expression to the glory of the Lord that he's placed in you because you're of his likeness. And we can go far more into that, but let's discover what this sound is, and it's mm-hmm. you. So let's play you like an instrument before the Lord.
Good.
Let's play you like a discoverer in the midst of a field that's full of treasures.
Yeah,
you know, it's a unique treasure hunt that we're on here,
mm-hmm.
and the Lord's going to give us clues, like we've done these treasure hunts out and about in the community,
right.
and the Lord's given us clues to find his treasures. I think that all we have to decide is we're going to go on it and we're going to go for it.
Yeah. You know, for me, it helps me to kind of visualize the end goal of the Lord. Like, the details sometimes are hard to get, and usually you get those one at a time as you follow and step out and have courage. But I really like, and I've been posting it some around on social media, but you know, the fact that if we can see a person saved, transformed, we can see a family transformed. If we can see a family transformed, we can see a church transformed. And even beyond that, if we can see a church transformed, we can see a city and a region transformed. And I think that overall perspective of saying, hey, this is really possible to host and invite a presence of God to come in such a powerful way, that it begins to transform not only us, but
our culture, our society we live in. And, you know, it's we're actually having this podcast on January 1st, 2015. Yeah. I thought it would be great if we could just spend a couple minutes and just launch out there for 2015. You know, let's just, what do you see happening? Yeah. What's the potential?
For me, what I see is the answer to prayers. You know, 11 years in a prayer movement with the House of Prayer locally, praying for you guys to come forth, praying for the army to rise and for love to awaken. For me, it's the revelation, the fruit of these prayers. Now, for you guys, it's something different. It's I see you going forth, discovering what it's like to dwell with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
How's that going to be? We've got to get worship leaders. You talk about community. You've done a real good job of speaking.
And that's who you refer to by you guys.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's yeah. Well, anybody who's got a heart for worship, that's the you guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. To see you guys go for what let's just call broke, to join together as a band of worshipers who love the presence of the Lord and just do that. Because you're going to get such divine downloads. This I know, that the Lord wants us more than we want it. We're created
yeah.
for this.
Yeah.
And so if we'll just say, I'm taking the gift that you've given me, I've taken this talent, and it's the parable of the talents, and if we'll just invest it and not bury it.
Exactly.
Then the Lord will take it and he'll multiply it. And if we'll invest into our community, worship, then the Lord is going to take that and he's going to use it and he's going to cause it to bear fruit and he's going to be part of it. We can't do this without him.
Right.
You know, unless he abides in us and we abide in him, we won't produce any fruit.
Yeah.
But we've chosen to do so. He's already chosen to do so.
Yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
What do I see happening? I see love. I see love for one another. I see love for the Father. I see love for community. I see love springing up in ways that we've never seen before. I see people being changed because they've never seen a love like this. Mm-hmm. They've never tasted new wine like this.
Yeah.
I just see the fruit of generation after generation of hearts who have longed for this, who haven't seen it. It's time. It's here. I mean, I hear the words that you guys, when I say you guys, it's you and other worship leaders that been involved with and other people that are believing in it.
Yeah.
And going for it.
Mm-hmm.
So 2015, even though it's not on officially the Jewish calendar, the Lord's calendar,
yeah.
it's a point where we're saying we're looking for something new.
Yeah,
we're entering a new age, and if we got to put a name on it, then we just say this is new life.
Yeah,
and we want the destiny and purpose of a new life come forth.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
I love it, man. I'm gonna love what you're doing.
You've been listening to the Next Gen Worship Podcast. For more information about Next Gen Worship and to listen to other podcast episodes, visit nextgenworship.com.